There isn't to me, no.
All right. You never, I take a call to a bedroom, a chamber, or anything at any time.
No.
Your parents are, okay. If you had a thing that you used to block out the light that came on rollers and you rolled it down like this, just pulled it down, and it would, you know, pull it and snap back up, what would you call that?
Call that a blind.
You call it a blind? Is that what you call it, too? Okay, that's interesting. We talked about closets a while ago, junk closets, things like that. Is there any other word you'd have for a built-in closet?
All I could think of would be a storage space.
Okay.
Usually referred to them as a clothes closet.
Okay. If you had any, if you had one that wasn't built in, but it was a, really a piece of furniture that had a built-in place to hang clothes or something like that, what would you call that?
Well, those are antiques today. They call them secretaries.
No.
Yes.
Wardrobes.
They'd have a wardrobe in them.
Secretary is a desk. Some had wardrobes and some didn't.
Yes. The one I have in mind now had a wardrobe in it.
Did they ever have a place, well, I guess one more piece of furniture while we're at it. What do you call a... something that has drawers in it, maybe you put socks or shirts or something like that. What do you call that?
Could be called chest of drawers.
Any other name?
Or the dresser.
Is there any difference between a...
Well, the chest of drawers wouldn't have a mirror with it. Well, a dresser generally has a mirror.
Okay. Hey, did you ever have a, and maybe in the old days, have a place where you went to cook in the summertime?
Summer them. Kitchen.
Yes.
Okay. If you wanted to, I suppose, pick up various things lying around that make the place look untidy, what would you call that? The act of doing that.
Straightening up.
The common term we used to use a lot is red up.
You used red up?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. You say your family was from Pennsylvania?
In the east someplace.
Huh. All right. That's interesting. Is that that's a pretty good indicator. That's, what do you call a thing you used to sweep the floor with? Not the vacuum cleaner or the sweeper, but the other thing. The old fashioned kind.
Just a broom.
You, oh.
What
I thought maybe you meant carpet sweeper for that.
I was really looking for a broom, but it used to be on Monday, I guess the housewife used to do what?
That was wash day.
Okay. What on Tuesday, what happened? Anything in particular?
I don't know. I suppose for a lot of folks it was ironing day, but not especially for me.
Does washing and ironing together, would you have a term for that? Or?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. What's the business that the Chinese, I guess, were famous for running? No.
Laundries.
Okay. That wouldn't be a general term that you'd use for both washing and ironing together.
It could be, but to me, laundry just means the washing.
Okay. The various kinds of porches, how would you describe this this one here? What word would you use for this?
I would just use the term porch.
Okay. Any other types of porches or descriptive terms that you use for?
Veranda.
What's a veranda?
Well, now, I'm not sure I know the correct definition, but when I hear the word, I think of a porch all across the front or around.
Mm-hmm. Screened in, maybe, or?
Not necessarily.
How about if you have just a little, just a sort of glorified steps, maybe with a little wider thing
at
the top?
That's a stoop.
That's a stoop? Is that, would you be familiar with that word, too?
No.